一个国家或是一个城市没有城墙
if a country, if a nation, if a city is without walls,
是仇敌可以自由进出破坏的一个城市
it is a city that the enemy can come in and out freely to do whatever he desires.
一个家庭没有城墙是仇敌可以自由进出来破坏的家庭
A family that is without walls is a family where the enemy can come in and out freely to destroy that family.
有多少的家庭被破坏
We see how many families have...Been destroyed.
夫妻之间，父母跟孩子之间。
Between spouse and that of parents and children.
教会没有城墙，仇敌可以自由进出来破坏。
When the church is without spiritual walls, the enemy can come in and out freely to do whatever he desires.
连我们这个人没有城墙，仇敌可以自由进出的来破坏。
And we individually, if we do not have spiritual walls, the enemy can do the same.
我想我们都很熟悉箴言二十五章，那里说到人如果不制服自己的心，就好像一个毁坏的城墙没有墙垣，毁坏的城没有墙垣。
Proverbs 25 tells that if a man has no rule over his own spirit or his own heart, he is like a city that is without walls.
仇敌可以自由进出的来破坏我这个人。
The enemy can come in and out very freely to destroy you, the individual.
我们的思想可以被仇敌自由进出的来破坏。
Our thought life.He can come in and out and tamper with your thoughts.
我最常引用的例子是一个最有力的例子，就是约翰福音十三章。
And the one example that I give all the time, a very good example, is John chapter 13.
在逾越节的那天晚前天前一天晚上，撒旦将卖耶稣的意思放到犹大的心里。
On the night when the Lord was to be betrayed, the devil placed.The thought of betrayal into the heart.
好像我这里有个垃圾，我到垃圾桶去拆开来丢进去，就进去了。
And when I come to the garbage can, I step on it, the lid opens, and I throw my garbage away.
今天仇敌可以把一些思想就放到我们的里面来。
And so similarly, the enemy can easily come and throw his garbage in your thoughts.
不见得让你卖耶稣，但是让你不相信耶稣。
And maybe not to the extent that you would betray Jesus, but you would lose faith in Jesus.
他把淫乱的思想，把不该有的想法，把不信的恶心，都可以放到我们里面。
The thoughts of adultery, these lust and a heart of unbelieving, he may come and plant those in your heart.
他可以把一个负面的情绪放到我们的里面。
A very negative emotion, a very negative onset of ideas, he could place that in you.
弟兄姊妹，没有城墙太可怕了，是仇敌自由进出的。
But again, if we do not have spiritual walls, it is a dreadful state because the enemy can come in and out very easily.
第二个，说到城墙是一个分别的界限。
And secondly, we want to illustrate and emphasize that it is a boundary.
所以把城里面跟城外分开来了。
There's a clear distinction between what's inside the city and what's outside the city.
所以属灵的城墙也是这样。
And the spiritual wall is the same thing.
把属神的跟不属神的分开来。
It separates that which belongs to God and that which does not belong to God.
把属天的跟属地的分开来。
And to separate what is heavenly and what is earthly.
把属灵的跟属肉体的分开来。
And to separate what is spiritual and what is carnal.
把圣的跟俗的分开来，把洁净的跟不洁净的分开来。
What is holy, what is common, what is clean, and what is unclean?
所以弟兄姊妹，它是一个完全把一个把不同性质、不同境界的把我们分开来。
And it's a line, it's a separation of complete different realms, and it may have a clear demarcation and separation.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第六章也特别说到，信跟不信不要同负一轭。
In the second Corinthian, Paul says that those who are believers and unbelievers, they should not be unequally yoked.
他说义跟不义有什么相交呢
？Is it what fellowship does righteousness and unrighteousness have together?
光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？它不能并存的。
Are there coexistence between light and darkness?
基督和撒旦有什么相合的？他一路上讲下去。
And he continued to say, "What about Christ and Satan? What do they have in common?"
讲到这个需要分别，需要分别。
He speaks of the fact that there needs to be a separation. There needs to be a separation.
我跟于师母到新西兰去服事的时候啊。
And when Pastor Nancy and I went to New Zealand to serve.
新西兰真的漂亮啊。
And it is really beautiful there.
你开到郊外去，那个整个原野，然后山坡都是绿油油的草跟树木，太舒服了。
When you go out to the outskirts on the outing, it's just green, gentle rolling hills. It is so soothing when you drive through it.
但是非常遗憾的一件事情。
But one thing that was very, very tragic.
他们告诉我们说，最近几年有一个外面来的野草，像荆棘一样。
And they said that recently, there is a weed that is not of what's the term? Invasive species that was not of that land.
所以他们进来以后蔓延非常快。
And that weed begins to spread very, very rapidly.
所以你在任何一个漂亮的山，任何一个草原，你都会看到黑黑黑黑的一团。卡在那个绿油油的里面。
And all these green, gentle rolling hills, now you begin to see this black bush, these black patches of growth that is right in the middle of it.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌就是要用各样的方法混进神家来破坏我们。
And this illustration tells us the enemy will use whatever means to come into the house of God to destroy us.
所以你不要以为神家不需要有城墙，不需要有分别界限。
So brothers, do not ever think that the house of God do not need these spiritual walls.
如果我儿子给我买了一个冰咖啡，我正要喝的时候，我的孙子把一个垃圾水滴下去了，一滴而已。
If my son brings me an iced coffee for me to enjoy, and my grandson runs along and drops one drop of some type of trash garbage.
我就没办法喝了。
And then I cannot enjoy this cup of iced coffee.
你会喝吗？
Would you drink it?
不会喝了嘛。
You wouldn't drink it, right?
所以弟兄姊妹，一点点都能够使全团发起来，可以使全部被受到破坏的。
But sister, even a small amount leaven can leaven the whole lump.
今天在基督教有一个很流行的话，叫做无城墙的教会。
And there's a very common a slogan or saying, this is a church without walls.
教会一定要有城墙。
And I will say to you, the house of God must have walls.
对着世界，对着错误，对着异端，我们一定要有城墙。
Concerning wall, concerning the world, concerning the inerrant teachings, we need to have walls.
没有间隔是用在神儿女们之间。
And without walls is what should be used between brothers and sisters.
我相信他们的意思也是这样，我们不要筑起高垒来让人家没有信主的人不能进来。
And I know what they're trying to say is that we don't build these huge walls that those who do not know God that they can't come in.
神的儿女们所有隔断的墙，所有的冤仇都在基督里被废掉了。
All of our walls are separation. They have been abolished in Christ.
我们今天会前跪在这里祷告，用主导文做最后的结束，刚才诗歌也在唱主导文。
And we concluded this morning's prayer and in our time of worship and the Lord's prayer this morning.
我们第一次到中国去的时候，弟兄姊妹非常接受我们的信息，可是受不了我们的祷告。
And brothers and sisters really enjoyed our preaching, but they could not stand our prayers.
我们问他为什么？
And we asked him, why is that?
他说第一个，你们讲 Amen 不讲 Amen。
Because you guys all say Amen, you don't say Amen.
所以老弟兄告诉我们说这是灵恩派。
And somebody has told us that this is because the charismatics, that's how they conclude their prayers.
我说英文就念 Amen, 中文念 Amen.
And I said in English is Amen, in Chinese it pronounced Amen.
他们一下就开了，哦，这样子啊。
And all of a sudden, oh, they understood, and they said, oh, that's why.
第二个不能接受的是我们祷告结束，光奉主耶稣的名 Amen, 没有用主导文做结束。
And the second thing is that every time we end a prayer,We don't recite the Lord's Prayer. We just said in Jesus' name, Amen.
我说告诉我圣经上哪里说每一个祷告结束要用主导文。
And so I asked them, where did the Scripture tell us that every time we end our prayers, we got to end in the Lord's Prayer?
主导文太宝贵了，你看我们今天就在用。
The Lord's Prayer is indeed precious. We use them today.
但是它不是一个遗文的旧样。
But it is not doctrinal. It is not the letter of the law.
不要为了说 Amen 就跟我中间有墙。不要为了我不用主导文，你就把我关在外面。
Don't create a wall between us just because I say Amen differently, or because I did not end my prayers in the Lord's Prayer.
所以我们在神家里面，对神儿女们之间，我们要把隔断的墙在基督里废掉。
And yes, in the house of God.Concerning our relationship with one another as brothers and sisters, these walls should not exist.
但是这个世界这种同性恋的观念，婚前结婚，婚前同居没关系，什么这些东西，我们是要分别的。
But the world's concept of homosexuality, of living together before you're married, these concepts, we need to have a separation, a distinction.
第三个，它是一个具体的见证。
And thirdly, these walls, they are evidential testimonies.
在古代。这个贵族或是这种所谓的诸侯，他们自己的城堡、自己的城墙是在这里发表他的财富、他的地位。
In the times of old, when the nobles and the wealthy, they have their castles, they erect these huge walls and buildings to display their prosperity.
所以他怎么盖，不仅仅表明了自己的身份、自己的地位，他甚至也表明了这个人的性格他的这个。这个 为人。
And so as they erect these castles and these walls, it not only displays their wealth, but also their personality, their character.
所以每一个女主人如果 有权利做这个决定的话，她都想自己设计她的厨房，对不对？虽然不是每个人有权利。
So we know that every how what should I say?
每个女人如果 有办法有允许她的话，她都希望自己来 design 她的厨房。
Every woman, if she has the opportunity to design a brand new kitchen, she would be the designer of that kitchen.
所以你从一个人的厨房，房间的室内设计，你大概可以晓得这个女主人、男主人的性格，他的 taste。
And from the interior decoration, you could kind of tell what is the personality or the taste of the people who are living there.
我们到德国去出差的时候，在那个莱茵河边开车，沿路上都是各种的 castle 哈，我就随便找了两三个德国的给你们看。
As we were in Germany, we were driving down the road, and we see castles on either side of the road.
你看每一个城堡都不一样。
And every castle looks different.
每一个城堡都在表达这个主人他的地位、他的财富、他的看法、他的兴趣。
And every castle is displaying the wealth and the personality and character of the occupant of that castle.
所以城墙第三方面，他说到是一个主人的一个发表、一个见证。
And thirdly, I would say that these walls is a form of expression of those who are living in the city.
这些不过只是一些贵族，他们就可以这样子的去发挥。
And these are but some nobles that they can begin to display what they want to display.
你想想看。我们的神在这里建造锡安耶路撒冷。
And I want you to come and now begin to understand and see that the Lord our God is building Jerusalem on the in Zion.
不过是一个地上的城就是
了。It is but a city in this world.
你看诗篇里面讲到四十八篇，他说锡安山大君王的京城，在北面居高华美。
Psalm 48 says, the city of Jerusalem and the Mount of Zion, it is the city of God, was delighted by all.
这个是地上的都已经那样子的居高华美。
And it is beautiful, it is wonderful, and it is an earthly city.
所以我们将来读到启示录二十一章的时候，圣城新耶路撒冷，长宽高都是四千里。
And when we see that the revelation as it displays, it gives us the measurement of the New Jerusalem, that its width, its length, and its height is all 4,000 miles? Miles.
我忘了看英文了，四千里嘛，哈，四千里。他们说可能比美国都大。
Maybe the full span of this volume is probably bigger than America.
这么一个宏伟的城，而且城墙都是用宝石做的，你看过没有？
And the walls and the gates and the cities are built with precious stones.
所以今天教会在神的眼中是宝贝。
And when the Lord looks at His church, it is precious to Him.
所以圣经上说神的城啊，有荣耀的事是指的你说的。
And that's why the scripture tells us, O city of God, glorious things are spoken of thee.
伟大的城，属灵的城，造在山上，造在超越的地位上的一个城，就是今天我们所说的教会。
And this city that is beautiful, that is wonderful, that is upon a hill, it is the church today.
所有教会属灵属天的表现都归到这个城里面去了。
Every spiritual manifestation characteristic of the church is part of the city.
所以有一天，当心腹预备好了，圣城新耶路撒冷要从天而降。
One day when the bride is made ready.This new Jerusalem is going to come down from heaven above.
你我每一个人都是这个城的一部分，神今天都在经营，在制造。
You and I, we are all part of the city that God is building.